On the subject of violence, though, and the causes and what's going on in the city right now, Tio Hardiman is joining us. He's the executive director of Violence Interrupters. Tio, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing okay. It's an honor to be on your show again.
You know what's interesting? Pete Zimmerman, producer Pete Zimmerman, was just looking up when you were on last. And you know, Tio, it was almost a year to the day. Tio Hardiman, executive director of Violence Interrupters, joins Anna, listen to this, to talk about the violence that plagued Chicago over the holiday weekend and what needs to be done to help combat the violence that has taken over certain areas of the city. Here we are 1 year later, and it's up even more, dramatically so. And I wonder what are your thoughts, Tio? What can you tell us as someone who is there talking to young men and women in the communities that are hardest hit by the violence?
Well, unfortunately, violence is expected behavior here in the city of Chicago, especially on the south and west side of Chicago. But now the violence is spilling over a little bit on the north side, you know, east side. And a lot of young guys, it's just a way of life and a way of thinking. We have to work harder to change mindsets and behaviors, because we cannot change people, you know, conditions. They still have to live in the communities. But, you know, people are on 10. If you have an anger scale from 1 to 10, people are on 10 already. So any slight infraction would cause a person to want to shoot and kill you, not just hurt you. They want to shoot and eliminate you, you know. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's why you continue to hear about all the shootings. Some of the violence is probably gang-related. Some of it is most of it is interpersonal conflict, where guys, you know, they get into a conflict, they don't know how to resolve the conflict, so they take and they pull out guns, and then they call their crazy relatives or crazy friends. Then it turns into spirals into a gang conflict. So that's a lot of what's driving the violence. But there's other factors out there. Don't get me wrong. You know, people living in absolute poverty, or living just you know, like in poverty itself, and you know, the working class people doing the best they can do to maintain their houses, or, you know, some of the neighbors on the south and west side. But it's become like a war zone, and anybody can get shot right now on the south and west side, and even in some of the downtown areas. So that's a little bit of what's going on right now.
Yeah, that gives us a broad view. Now, I wonder, so when you hear now calls from aldermen to send out the National Guard to create a perimeter around downtown, to deploy them onto our streets, do you feel as if that would be a plan that would work? Are you supportive of that type of plan?
No, I would never really support a National Guard plan, because think about this. If you bring in the National Guard, then what are you paying the police for? See, I wouldn't be so hard on Mayor Lloyd Lightfoot or Superintendent Brown if they would stop saying they have a plan. Because the mayor spent $280 million on police overtime in 2020 with no results. Homicides increased by 50+%. So bringing in the National Guard is more of a suppression type of tactic. The only solution, and I'm saying this on your radio show, mm-hmm. One of the only solutions is a black unity solution. I say that because over 80% of the gun violence occurs in the African-American community. Black men must step up like never before and address the issues in their community. See, we're looking in the wrong direction. I don't care how much money you put in the community. You're not going to stem the tide of gun violence, because it's a deeper culturally rooted issue that black men and black women have to address first. And then they should receive the resource so they can go in and work with their people, mediate all the conflicts out there, and bring forth a real solution. And nobody wants to hear that all the time, but it's the truth, because we tried everything. Like you just, you aired one of my interviews from last year at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Okay, it continues to happen. So my solution is you organize a black unity program and allow 10,000, I'm not going to say allow, but black men should organize. If they hear what I'm talking about, organize and go out there and work with them young guys. I'm not saying go out there and stand down on young guys and go crazy. Just bring them to the table of peace. Those are our relatives, some of their sons, cousins, nephews. Go out there and make something happen. Black men must do that.
Let me ask you about a piece that is getting a lot of talk. A lot of people are talking about this right now. Superintendent Brown said that he blames the courts, and he blames the courts and prosecutors who are not, they are not going after people who commit the most violent crimes. They're not facing penalties, and there's no certainty that you will face any kind of penalty if you commit a violent crime. Do you think that harsher penalties or going after folks who commit crimes is part of the solution? Would you say that that's true?
Well, that's been around for a long time. If you look at the archives of a lot of different newscasts, a lot of elected officials and superintendents talked about, you know, stricter laws and harsher penalties, but that does not appear to work. There's been a lot of information that dictates that you cannot arrest your way out of an epidemic of gun violence. We have to continue to work to change the mindsets. But let me say this, but you have a lot of elected officials that have become more soft on crime. I can say that because everybody's trying to be politically correct since all the different movements dealing with criminal justice reform. Mm-hmm. And so the homicide clearance rate in Chicago is a dismal 9-14%. So somewhere along the way, somebody's dropping the ball on a higher level. So see, that's why it's not good to point fingers. Right now, the superintendent shouldn't be pointing fingers. He should look at himself. He has a failed track record in Chicago. When he first came to Chicago, I don't know what planet he was where he came from. He said that, you can look it up, he said he's going to reduce homicides and get homicides to under 300 in Chicago when he first got here. Oh, give me a break. That means he really doesn't know what's going on. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot was on Face the Nation a year ago saying she did not want any outsiders coming to Chicago, and she hired a superintendent from outside of Chicago, and she didn't want Trump to bring in the federal troops. So basically, you know, the mayor is clueless in regards to any kind of proven strategy to reduce gun violence in Chicago. That's why I'm offering the Black unity strategy right now, mm-hmm. and the Brown unity, even in the Latino community, is not, they don't have the high levels of gun violence like the Black community, but even the Latino community, they must organize as well to address their own people. And that's just being honest with everybody.
No, and I appreciate that candor. I think that we can't be turning down any ideas, especially an idea from someone like you who has the experience that you do, Tio. And I just, one of the things I wonder, though, is that, you know, and I think that, yeah, I'm pretty critical of some of the things the superintendent has done, too, and the things he said. There is no easy solution. There is no easy answer. He knows that now. If he didn't know it then, he certainly learned that. But I mean, right? But at the end of the day, he has made one point, and I think you'd probably agree with this. At the end of the day, police can only do so much, and they cannot stop a young man from pulling the trigger.
Right.
That's a fact.
I agree with that. Now, the thing is this. I'm not even blaming the police for the violence. I want to make that clear. I'm not really even blaming the mayor. My only problem with the police superintendent, the mayor, stop saying you have a plan, knowing you do not have a plan. That's my issue with them. Okay, the young college student that lost his life on the Green Line. He was on the train.
Sure,
and that was just sad, man. This young man is in college. You know, he told the people to take his family to take him off life support. Mm. It's just insane. We got a 1-month-old baby in the hospital. She's doing a little better now. 8-year-old girl shot. These are issues that should not be happening nowhere, anywhere, whether it's Black Chicago, white or Latino. But right now we are in a crisis. Gun violence is a public health emergency. But it's time to think out of the box and start funding a Black unity program and allow Black men to go in their community and work with their own people. If you're going to give out funds, fund that type of program, because a lot of people are making a big name for themselves talking about what they're doing. But when you look at the numbers, you can almost see that it's a whole lot. You know, it's areas where people are missing the point, in other words, okay?
Mm-hmm. I hope you get some FaceTime with the mayor, some FaceTime with the superintendent, and anybody else who needs mm-hmm. to hear that, because I think that is a solid solution, and it's something that, look, again, given your experience, is something that they should hear. Do you have any plans to sit down with them?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. This is what I want everybody to really hear. I did sit down with Superintendent Brown a few months ago. That was a pretty good meeting. Mm-hmm. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has yet to respond to any of my meeting requests. And this is the good thing about Tio wanting to meet with her. I'm not looking for her to give me no money. I don't want her to give me a penny. I just want to talk to her about some different strategies on how to reduce gun violence in Chicago, because everybody wants to meet with her about their program and money. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm saying to everybody that's listening, money is not the only solution here. The solution is Black unity. And all Black men know what I'm talking about. It's just people got to be willing to step up to the plate. But to answer your question more directly, yeah, the mayor would not respond for nothing. And I've tried to reach out to him on several occasions.
Well, keep trying. Maybe this will help, Tio. And please don't wait for another year to come back on my show, okay? Reach out. Let me know.
Okay, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you too, Tio. Tio Hardiman is the executive director of Violence Interrupters there.